Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey fam! Tonight I'm trying a new volumizing mascara from Devani. It has 40 fibers that will allegedly lift my lashes and fill them out.
Pumpkin? You want dinner?
God, Dad, I'm live streaming! Go away!
Sorry.
Oh, so embarrassing. Where were we? Right, so Devani's last mascara line really sucked. It was flaky and got in my eyes. What the hell? Dad, get off the Wi-Fi. My live stream froze. Seriously, Dad, I make more money than you. Get off now!
Hey, over here. On your monitor.
Huh?
I have a question. How will the mascara look when the tears run down your face?
Stupid video. Why can't I exit out of this?
Sorry, dear child, you can't quit me. You're subscribed to the Boogie Channel now, but that means you're subscribed for life.
Who are you?
Well, the question isn't who am I, it's where am I? And the answer is right behind you.
Dad!
He can't hear you. 20 minutes, you belong to me.
Please! What do you want?
I
want
to tell you a story in exchange for your fear. Your sweet, delicious terror is the sustenance I need, and I am oh so hungry.
Okay.
There it is. That scent I crave. Oh, you can tell so much by the smell of your fear. You're afraid of rejection. No one will notice you. And that is why you desperately seek likes and subscribers. Well, my little one, do I have a story for you. It involves an influencer with millions of followers, and he's about to find out there's a deadly cost to fortune and fame. So prick up your ears and listen well, and please feel free to be very afraid. Q-Code presents Bad Vibes, starring Justin McElroy, created by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. This week's tale, Thumbnail.
Up world, do you know what time it is? Can you feel it in your nether regions? Does it tingle in your balls, baby? It's time for Donnie's Den! Woo! What's up, everybody? You're listening to Donnie's Den, the number one podcast in the motherfucking universe. I'm Donnie Higgs. With me, as always, is Big Chad Cabrillo!
What's good?
Chad is rocking his hangover sunglasses.
Oh, I sure am. Last night was a long night at the club. Tina, Tiffany, or whatever the fuck your name is, if you are listening, slide into the DMs, baby.
I warned you not to go hard last night, bro. You better be ready for today's episode.
Oh, I'm ready.
Because this shit is going to be insane. We are producing premium content for everybody tuning in.
Honestly, I will be shocked if we are not trending number one globally after this drops.
Ha! Oh, we will hit 20 million downloads. Easy.
Easy.
Easy. But before we begin, let me remind everyone to subscribe to Donnie's Den on iTunes and Spotify. Don't play yourself. Smash that purple button and check out our new clothing line at donniesden.com. We got hoodies. We got tees. So much killer merch.
I'm actually wearing the new sweat shorts right now as we speak, and they are cozy as fuck. There's tons of ventilation for the nutsack.
Mm-hmm. Want some breezy nuts like my boy Chad? Go to DonnieStan.com/shop. Okay, let's get right into it. Today's episode is not for the faint of heart.
No, it isn't.
Mm-mm. So, if you're not ready to get down and dirty, leave. No, seriously, leave. You've been warned. I'm not even going to monetize this podcast.
This podcast will probably be our most controversial episode since snowboarding in Tahoe.
No comment.
What? Too soon?
Dude, I've told you 100 fucking times. I've been advised by my legal counsel not to talk about that shit.
Yeah, but your fans want to know more, bro. I've read thousands of comments asking for the full story.
Hey, it's called a non-disclosure, dumbass. God, go back to fucking high school.
Okay, all right, chill.
Okay. Now let's dive right in, y'all, because this show is gonna be lit.
Oh, man, I'm a little nervous.
You cannot back down, dude!
I won't. I'm not backing down. It's just... Are you ready to take some heat for this shit? Because this is going to sizzle.
Man, whatever, bro. Haters are gonna hate. Our fans expect groundbreaking content. That's how we survive and thrive.
That's true, man. Very true.
Mm-hmm. So today we are streaming live from the party bus. We got our boy Gary behind the wheel. G-Money, Gary, what's good, baby? Say what up, Gary.
What up?
We just pulled into the Santa Mira Mall, and we are circling the lot because today we are playing Boom or Bust.
Yes, dude. Let's go.
We are on the lookout for today's lucky contestant.
What about her?
Wait, who?
Over there, left side window.
Bro. She's got her fucking kids with her.
All right. How about, that guy? 3 o'clock.
No.
Man, he looks like a douche.
Yeah, but look at his sneakers, Chad. He's rocking Super Air Force.
Damn, man, you're right.
Yeah, how expensive are those motherfucking kicks?
Probably around $200.
How do I say this without coming off like a big dick? The best contestants for this game need to be...
desperate.
Your words, not mine. Hey. I didn't say that.
You were thinking it, man, but people out there, they're going through hard times right now.
You know, I've actually got a hot take on this.
On what? Poverty?
Yeah. Allow me to go deep for a second. I know we have a lot of fans out there who are struggling financially, but anyone can be rich. You just need a positive mental attitude, y'all.
100%.
So many people out there have a victim mentality, and they go, oh, I'm in debt, or oh, I can't pay my bills. But listen, if you truly believe in yourself and hustle, you will never be poor.
Yes, that is a fact.
Mm-hmm. Look at me. You know, when I was 16, I told myself I was gonna be great. I was gonna be successful. And by 17, I was popping off on YouTube and Instagram. And I became a self-made millionaire. It was easy, bro. All it took was a winning mindset.
One of the best things about being your friend, bro, is you just drop these wisdom bombs every single day. Honestly, I've learned so much from you.
Real talk, thanks, dog. It means a lot to me, brother. But is that really what you like most about being my friend? Come on, keep it real.
Okay.
Keep it real.
Okay, I'll keep it real. That and all the ass we smash.
Yeah, it's the ass brothers in this
baby.
Motherfucker. It's ass. Oh, shit, look.
What?
Check out that guy.
Where? Which one?
11 o'clock, bro. Straight ahead, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yes, he's perfect, bro. Oh, look at his dirty ass beard.
Oh, my God. He looks like a lumberjack.
OMG. Dude, is he wearing Crocs?
Okay, what would it take for you, Donnie, to suck one of his toes? Just one.
If you sent out a tweet that got 1 million likes, I would suck his toe.
Okay, I'm sending a tweet right now. I'm doing it.
Oh, I think we found our guy.
Oh, yeah, we found our guy.
Yo, G.
Yeah.
Yo, do you see him? The dude who looks like he's tripping on bug.
Yeah.
Pull up. Hey, pull up. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
What's good, bro? I'm Donnie Higgs. Do you know who I am?
He doesn't know who you are. Do you have any kids, sir?
Yeah, I have a son.
Yeah, he probably knows who I am. Anyway, we are live streaming an episode of Donnie's Den, the illest podcast in the galaxy, and we have chosen you, lucky you, to play Boom or Bust, a game where you can win a fuckload of cash, dude. Are you interested?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Hell yeah! Hit the air horn, Gary! Woo! Please, step inside our vehicle and we will play Boom or Bust. Welcome aboard the party bus, baby. As I said, I'm Donnie Higgs and this is my best bro, Big Chad Cabrillo!
Yeah, what's up?
You are live streaming to millions around the world. Can we get your name, sir?
Rob Clark.
Rob Clark? Motherfucker, that's like the whitest name ever. Did your dad, like, fuck a loaf of Wonder Bread and give birth to you? God damn!
Hey, don't listen to him, Rob Clark. He is an asshole.
It's true. I'm such a dick. But is it cool if I call you Wonder Bread for the rest of this video?
Yeah, why?
It's just the perfect name for your white ass, Wonder Bread. Come on, baby.
Wonder Bread, man. That's actually a fucking dope DJ name.
DJ Wonder Bread.
Yeah, I'd prefer if you call me Rob.
Okay. Oh, he's gonna get touchy. Rob. Boomers have so much pride.
So, Rob, where are you from?
Around here.
And what do you do for fun, Rob? Besides, you know, diddling kids.
Oh, bro, come on. That's over the line.
I'm sorry, dude. It's just that beard gives off major pedophile vibes.
Okay, look, it's a great beard. He's just fucking with you, Rob. Don't take it personally.
Can I give the beard a tug, Rob?
I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, please. It would really make my day.
Oh, please, Rob. Let him tug it. You're our guest,
man. One little tuggy tug. Just a fucking tug. A tuggy tug. A
tuggy tug. Tug, 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 tug.
I'm taking your silence for a yes. I'm going in.
Oh!
Shit. That motherfucker's crusty.
Oh. Look at his eyes, dude. He wants to rip your fucking head off.
It's all good. We're just playing around. No hard feelings, okay? But let's get down to the brass tacks. Because we promised our fans an epic show today.
And an epic show they will get. Here we go!
Rob, I'm gonna assume from the Crocs and the hobo beard that times are tough right now.
Yeah.
Well, right here on Donnie's Den, you will be given a chance to turn your life around. Today, we are playing Boom or Bust. It's a very simple game. The rule is we ask you to do something crazy. And if you complete the task, you make a shitload of money.
Do you understand the rules, Rob?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Are you ready?
I don't know, man. I'm like excited and I'm scared.
That's when you know you're making some legendary content. Gary, hit the pump up music. In the duffel bag I am holding, there is $100,000. Yes, you heard correctly. That is $100,000 American dollars.
Baby.
If Rob completes today's challenge, he will be walking away with the full cash prize, 100% tax-free. For today's challenge, we will need the assistance of our boy, Chad.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready, dude. I'm in the zone. Come on, let's do this.
For those of you listening at home and around the world, we have a piece of
plywood, a hammer, and a 1-inch nail laid out on the floor. The challenge is this. Rob will place his thumb down on the plywood, and Big Chad will hammer the nail through his thumb and into the wood.
Oh, fucking ouch, dude.
Now, if Rob can remain silent as Chad nails his thumb to the wood, we will pay the medical bill and Rob will walk away with $100,000. But if Rob screams or cries out, he will get nothing. Zero.
Rob, since this is the biggest decision of your life, we will give you 20 seconds to think it over.
20 seconds, Rob, to say yes, or your ass is out of the bus. Start the clock, Gary.
Come on, Rob. You know you want
say
to.
Say yes.
Think about the money.
You could buy some nice beard oil.
You said you have a son, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could buy him a new car. Send him to college. Think about how happy he'll be.
Come on, Rob. Just come do on. It. It's $100,000.
Don't be a bitch, Rob. You got this, Robbie
100,
boy.
$100,000.
Okay. Let's play.
Yes! 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 You are a champ, Robbie Rob.
Okay, Rob. There's no time like the present. Gary, cue the music.
Woo-hoo!
Rob, I am going to ask you to place your hand on the plywood.
Okay.
Chad is positioning the nail.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Right on Rob's thumbnail.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
Steady breath, Chad. Steady breaths. Nice and steady. Breathe. I know. Okay. This is scary.
I know. I got this. I got this.
Now remember, if you scream, Rob, you get nothing. But if you remain silent, you will walk away with $100,000. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Fuck yes, dude. Fuck yeah.
Chad?
Yeah?
Raise the hammer.
Okay. Here we go.
We go on the count of three. One. Two.
Can I just say something real quick?
Oh, shit!
Oh.
We were about to go, bro!
I almost had a fucking heart attack, man. What?
You better not be bitching out, dude. We got millions of people tuning in. This is some serious shit.
I just have something I'd like to say.
Okay. We'll grant you some final words. As long as you're not trying to weasel your way out of this.
I know who you are.
Okay.
And we know who you are, Rob.
Yeah, what I mean is I've watched a lot of your videos with my son.
Nice. Hell yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, we love it when families enjoy our channel together.
Personally, I always thought your videos were pretty stupid.
Okay.
But my son loved them. He loved them so much that I didn't mind watching. He really worshipped you guys.
Well, that is awesome. Shout out to Rob's son.
Yeah,
shout out to my son. He must have been so happy on the day he met you, bumping into you guys on winter vacation. I mean, it was probably a dream come true. His favorite game on your show was boom or bust. So the fact that you asked him to play must have been one of the best moments in his short life.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You don't recognize me? I guess it was the beard. I thought it would do the trick.
Holy fucking shit, bro.
Huh.
What?
That's the guy, man.
What guy?
The fucking guy, the dad of the Tahoe kid. Man.
His name was Jake.
Oh shit. Oh my god. Yo, Rob.
Huh. Yeah.
Yo, dude, since our case is still pending, legally, you should not be here, bro. I'm gonna need you to leave right now, bro. Or I'll have to call the authorities.
Oh. Okay, well, the thing is, I don't really give a shit about about what's legal, so.
Whoa, Rob. Put the gun down, man.
The law did not protect my son.
Okay. Hold on. Let's just talk this out, please.
And
let's talk
this
out.
They just let you walk free.
Oh,
hey!
Oh, my God.
Tell your driver to keep driving.
Gary, do as he says.
Turn on the main road.
Gary, get on the fucking main road. Okay, listen, bro, Mr. Rob, whatever happened at Tahoe, I mean, that was an accident, dude. It was nobody's fault.
An accident?
Yeah.
An accident?
Yes, bro, like, it was just one of those crazy, you know, what the fuck moments.
It was an accident when you selected him for your show, when you put him on camera and said you'd give him $50,000 fucking dollars to snowboard down a goddamn hill blindfolded?
He didn't have to, but he made up his own mind and signed the liability waiver.
He was 15 years old!
Hey, Rob, please.
You were his hero. What did you think he was gonna do?
You know what? I just had a light bulb flash. This can be one of those squash the beef episodes.
Yeah.
You know, something really heartfelt and emotional and touching, and we can talk about how we've grown since the accident, how we can move past this whole thing.
For sure.
Right?
I'm sorry about your kid, but you weren't the only one to lose something that day. My ad rev was cut in half. I was gonna star in a fucking superhero movie.
Yo, maybe we don't bring that up right now.
What? I didn't want that kid to die. All he had to do was board downhill. I didn't think he'd ever veer off a cliff.
Okay, Donnie, take it easy, man.
Okay, why are you here, Rob? What the fuck do you want?
You see, I knew you'd be here today. You said so on the podcast last week, and the reason I came here is because I want to play a game. Let's play Boom or Bust. But it's going to be your thumb on the plywood. Much bigger stakes.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Chad is going to hammer that nail through your thumb. And if you keep quiet, I'll let you both live.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
But if you scream, if you make so much as a peep, I'm gonna blow your brains out.
Oh, God, no. Dude, you can't do this. You cannot do this.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You know what? Since this is such a huge decision, I'm gonna give you 20 seconds to think about it.
Oh, God.
And you put your thumb on that wood, and if you don't, I'm gonna shoot you both.
Okay, look, we gotta do it, man.
Dude, I can't, bro. I fucking can't, bro.
Look at me in the eyes, bro. We got no choice.
I can't,
if you do this,
bro.
You can win back all those haters. Everybody who turned their fucking backs on you, man.
Yeah?
Yes! You'll be a phoenix rising from the ashes. Total redemption, man.
Almost out of time.
You want to be in a superhero movie?
Fuck yes!
Yeah, then put your hand on that fucking plywood, dude!
Do it! Put it on there! All right, for those of you listening at home, Donnie's thumb is now on the plywood.
Okay, focus, deep breaths, man, deep breaths, you can do this,
Okay, now Chad, place that nail over his thumb and raise the hammer.
You're a beast, dude. You're a beast. There's no fear.
Hey, there's good news, Donnie. Whether you live or die, this episode is gonna get like a shit ton of clicks. Okay, boys. Okay. On the count of three.
Hey, you got this, bro. You got this.
One.
You are a legend.
Two.
Who's the king of the internet?
I'm the fucking king of the internet!
Three!
And so ends tonight's tale of Big Chad and Donnie. Remember, my fearful friend, there's a fine line between being an influencer and an insufferable piece of shit. Try not to cross it.
Okay, I won't.
Now, I must return to the dark dimension, but before I depart, a favor.
What?
Follow me on Instagram. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. Ta-ta.
Sweetie?
Dad! Dad!
Hey, is everything okay?
Yeah. I think so.
Someone left you a gift bag at the front door.
What?
Looks like merch. Mugs, hats, t-shirts. They all say, until we meet again. Kind of a creepy logo, huh?
Bad Vibe stars Justin McElroy and is created and directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Thumbnail was written by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Stars Brandon McCall Smith as Donnie. Lucas Gage as Big Chad. Blake Robbins as Rob. Additional performances by Tara Brennan, Alexander Bedria, Aiden Bristow. Executive produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, Nick Panama, and Justin McElroy. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Produced by Tess Ryan. Production manager, Jack Friedman. Salt head of post-production, Liz LeMay. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Salt head of engineering, Jordan Galvin. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftring. Q-Code head of engineering, Ryan Walsh. Edited by Noah Kowalski. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Sam Plattner. Mixed by Jordan Galvin. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Liam Hooper. Production coordinators, Brandon Wisner and Bree Doering. Additional script supervisor, Nicole Jolly. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Bad Vibes is a Q-Code production.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.